welcome again to PCP. It's PCP 371. My name is Pete Kogel. I hope you enjoyed that fantastic piece of music. What was it? I'm not quite sure what it was. Was it chiptune? Was it dubstep? Was it a mashup between the two? Who knows? I just liked it. We like to play weird and wonderful stuff here on this show, and that was about as weird and wonderful as it gets. It was called Mizuki's Last Chance - Backlash, the Micro Cobra Mix Edition by Micro Cobra. Find that at the excellent Sociopath Recordings at sociopath-recordings.com. I think they're a Russian label. It's certainly mad stuff. Weird and wonderful, we like to play on this podcast, and that was definitely weird and wonderful. Now, you wouldn't expect that sort of dubstep-y type stuff to sort of make it into the mainstream, would you? Well, this is going to be a bit of a shock to you. Can you imagine the situation where you want to buy a mobile phone for your aging relative? They want a mobile phone, they don't know what to get. So you get them a cheap and cheerful little Nokia phone. That's what you get. Nice little cheap and cheerful little Nokia phone. Everybody knows Nokia is good for that sort of thing. It's a sort of, what was that TV show that I said a while ago? It's a sort of brand your grandma has. So you buy them a phone and then you test it out. And then the default ringtone is this. Yes, the day that Nokia's ringtone killed dubstep, I think that's definitely the end of dubstep as some people see it. Maybe I see it. I'm never going to play anything like that on the dubstep zone. I'm absolutely guaranteed. Pretty much as the Secret Archives guys said when I was with the Mamarakesh, vocal dubstep is coming in, and that's a sort of a mashup of dubstep with vocal stuff, and it just didn't work for me. It just didn't work at all. And I can you imagine that as the default fit ringtone? It's just awful. It's just awful. There were some really quite nice ones, and I'll play some other ones a little bit later on in the show. And of course, there was the one at the start of the show, which is really quite pleasant. That would be a good default one, wouldn't it? That would be good. Everyone would like that. Mind you, you can get a bit too much of that ringtone. As I know, I hear a lot of it in the office, and it does get on your nerves. It does definitely get on your nerves. Let's move on. This is an artist, a duo. One's from France, one's from Finland. They're called the Doe. That's D-O with one of those sort of Scandinavian slashes through it. Which is probably the wrong pronunciation. It's probably not called the Doe. It's called the Do or something like that. Who knows? This is Slippery Slope.
Walk, walk, walk me home. Let me live my life on hope. Crossroads where we at. You go right, I take. Halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm up.
certainly different, and as I said, Weird and Wonderful is the trademark of this particular podcast. That was Slippery Slope by the D.O. with the thing through it. I think one of them's from France and one of them's from Finland. I can't remember which one's which. That is from the excellent Six Degrees Records. If you go to sixdegreesrecords.bandcamp.com, you'll find some free to download tracks that they're sort of putting out via Bandcamp these days. Really, really good measure, really good mechanism, I think, of excellent stuff. Now, here is another track. Now, this is a different one. This is something. Where is it? Let me just get the details of this, because I'm fairly certain this is a very, very, very old track. Yes, this track goes back to 1998. This is Secret Archives of the Vatican, getting into the groove even then. good Archives of the Vanagon, way back from 1998, when they were doing some very different stuff indeed. That was a track called Defender, which Vince has, I think he's discovered on one of his old hard drives or something. He's found it and he put it back on the website, and I rather like it. Of course, you'll find Secret Archives of the Vanagon at brokendrumrecords.com. From England, the Crogs, Croydon, South London, innit? Other good stuff, rather good stuff. Just goes to show how, I think it's nice to sort of hear music when it comes back as it comes back, you know, you can sort of see the origins. Interesting stuff. Speaking of origins, actually, I've been really getting into, thanks to Rowley, who is an absolute expert in this, I've been getting into Frank Zappa recently. I don't know why I suddenly wanted to get into Frank Zappa, but I did. I was listening to a couple of things on the radio, and quite a few people mentioning the back catalogue of Frank Zappa, so I'm currently addicted to a couple of his albums that Rowley sent me, and I suspect more will be on their way, and I'll become a bit of a Zappa freak, which is kind of odd. I mean, I don't understand why I never got into Zappa in the first place, because the sort of music he was listening to, or he was playing at the time, around about 1975, in that sort of genre, is the music I was listening to. I was listening to a lot of sort of jazzy, avant-garde type stuff anyway, and I just didn't get into Zappa. I just don't understand that. Anyway, that's enough about me. This is more about some more music. This is Blues Don't Let Me Down by Numo. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Numo. That's Numo. He's from Santiago in Chile. I got this from Jamendo. Check it out.
Thank you.
Numo, that's N-H-U-M-O. You'll find him at soundcloud.com/Numo from Santiago in Chile. A nice bit of sort of drum and bassy type stuff there. Really, really good. Blues Don't Let Me Down is a particular that particular track. Now, I'm recording this particular podcast on a Thursday, a bit earlier than usual than I normally do it, for Saturday. And just as I'm about to record it, I get a comment from Mr. Clitheroe saying that there's a John Peel thing going on in Norwich at the moment, between 10 and 12 at lunchtime, which is just a couple of hours away, and he's going to be up in Norwich there, and he was asking if my daughter, who's of course now at university in Norwich, is interested in attending this John Peel thing. Now, I suspect Heather doesn't really know who John Peel is, unfortunately. She likes the music that I play, which of course is in the John Peel homage, as it were, as the Americans would say, homage to John and all of what he does, all of what he did. I don't suppose she knows who he is, but she's rather busy today. But I'm absolutely, really, really pleased that Pete is going to go down and be involved in this particular thing. Apparently, he's going to meet Sheila, John's late wife, the late John's wife. She's not late; she's still with us, very much with us, and probably some more of the Ravenscroft clan as well. So, very good that he's going to be involved. He's already put a tribute out on Suffolk and Cool on the Suffolk and Cool feed, talking about it, and it's really, really good. If you happen to be around, don't forget that October the 25th is John Peel Day. Is that a day for a podcast? It's not a day for a podcast normally for me. Maybe I'll put something together of weird wacky stuff for John Peel Day. See how it goes. But yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, and we do love that. And I have said before, and I'll say it again: if John Peel was still around, he probably wouldn't be on BBC normal radio. He'd be on podcasting, and we'd love him for it. So. We had some drum and bass. Now something completely different. This is another artist from Jimendo. They're called Surf and Sun from San Fernando de Henares. This is a track called Destination. Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry, folks. I seem to have played that at the wrong speed. This is how it should have sounded.
So many things that I cannot change, like Me and the sea were still only friends. I went out with two or three different girls. I guess that's the way. But still there were good times to dance the rock and roll. Like that one when you know how to pull. We kiss each other and our kiss was stored.
Nice about that particular track being sort of so minimalist, as it were. No drums, nothing much apart from the bass and the guitar. Really nice. Destination was the title of the track. Surf and Sun are the providers of the music. Couldn't find anything more about them other than they're from San Fernando de Henares in Spain, and they're from Jumendo. So you just go to their Jumendo site and find out a little bit more about them. Which is good, but you know, I wish bands would have a bit more of a presence on their own website. It doesn't take much to have a website, you know, these days, guys. It doesn't take much at all. Plenty of free sites available. Get yourself out there, put it together. Just a little bit of something would be good. Right, it's been a while since I've played something by these guys. This is the 99ers from Minnesota St. Paul. Let's have a listen to this after we've had another ringtone. This is the 99ers and Sweet Nothings.
So I'll keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. That's better. special look, sweet nothing. Enough for the night, so we nothing.
The 99ers from Minnesota, St. Paul. Sweet Nothings is the title of that particular track from their album Everyone's Rocking. You can find that at myspace.com/the99ers. Excellent stuff. Got that album actually from the band, from their manager. Thank you very much indeed for that. I've been playing a few of the tracks as time's gone on. I thought it was a time to go back to them. Right, here's somebody I've also played a while ago. She is from Berlin. She puts her address down as Kreuzberg 36, which is, it's Kreuzberg 36, which is a very cool area of Berlin. And though then she has a video of this particular track, although she's not in Berlin, she's moving away from she's not in Kreuzberg, she's actually walking through Friedrichshain, which is the other province that's also a very cool place to live. The two are sort of quite related. I think I mentioned this before. Kreuzberg used to be in the old west, and Friedrichshain used to be in the old east, and there's a bridge in between, and every May Day they have a food fight. Sounds fantastic. Anyway, this is Zoe Lila. You can find out more about her at myspace.com/Zoe Lila. Go and check out her video of this. It's just basically her wandering about, but if you happen to know Berlin like I do, you sort of work out exactly where she's walking from. And she was actually walking from, what's it called? Oh, I've forgotten the name of it now. Out of my head. Vorschachstrasse tube station, all the way across the bridge, all the railway line, heading towards Suicide Circus and Cassiopeia. Yes, I know it rather well, don't I? Anyway, let's get on. This is Zoe Lila. Come on.
Come on, come. All those flashing lights, all the friendly voices, cheap talk, so sweet, white noises. Calling you, calling me, all about calling the shots, and they won't stop unless you kill yourself. All the love they give, all the heart they take in. Hands down, no, none, never mistaken. Falling and falling out, fuck, it's all falling apart, and still they won't stop. I'm almost losing my mind. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Come on. All those precious quotes, all that righteous preaching. Ain't no flow and no blue notes in what they teaching. Playing you, playing me, playing the same old song over, and they won't stop unless you sing along. All those fantasies, all that you desire. All those tempting gifts, try taking you higher. Giving up, giving and giving what you've been given, and they still don't stop.
I'm almost losing. dubstep.bandcamp.com.
Excellent stuff. Zoe Leela, Come On, released under a Creative Commons license, which means you can go and get it yourself. I think it's available on rec72records.net, but it's certainly available from her Bandcamp site, so go check it out. And the place to start is myspace.com/Zoe Leela, Zoe Leela. And I think I said before, she's played at a couple of venues, one of which I've certainly been to. It's an eatery stroke band place called White Trash. Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Really enjoyed that. Nice to hear her again. Nice to see that she's put some music out there. I found out about that basically because of a Facebook page called I Heart or I Love Net Labels. An awful lot of net labels are putting their information up there and putting tracks and stuff that have been released. Really, really good place to look if you like net labels. So go check it out on Facebook. Right, these are a band that you think might have come from what's the word I'm looking for? I can't get me worms out today. Might have come from the sort of klezmer background of Berlin, but they're actually from San Francisco. They're called Brass Menagerie, it's pronounced Menagerie. You can get this track downloaded from the website because it comes from my other probe on it. The track is called Cookehadron. Enjoy. We'll be right back. just really am into the Balkan klezmer type stuff at the moment. I hope you are with me on this. If you're not, you must be getting pretty bored of it by now. But I just love it. It's really good. You can find them at brasmenazeri.com. M-E-N-A-Z-E-R-I. But reliably told them it's pronounced Menagerie. That's what it says on their website anyway. From San Francisco. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Really, really good. And we heard before that, we heard another one of those damn ring tunes. Actually, some of those damn ring tunes are not too bad. But some of those are a lot better than the dubstep one that seemed to make it to top. I don't know why they chose dubstep one as the top one. I mean, maybe it was voted for or something. But, you know, can you imagine that as a default ringtone? Blah! Anyway, so you might be asking yourself, what's my ringtone on my phone? Well, it's this. That's got a number of different titles. When I picked it up, it's by the Jihad Sound System, and I think it's called Sufi Ceramide. And I just love it. It's just totally different, and everybody looks at me as if I'm completely mad when that phone goes off. But hey, at least I know it's me. That's the one thing about it, isn't it? It's none of that diddly dee diddly dee diddly dee dee. No. That has long ceased to be on my phone, as you might expect. Right, this is Best Coast. They're from California, from a new net label I'd never heard of before until recently, called Adult Swim at adultswim.com. This is Gone Again. Pretty much sums me up, doesn't it? Again by Best Coast. You can find them at bestcoast.us. That is a particular one I got from the Adult Swim net label at adultswim.com. I think Best Coast are based in California, although I don't know much about them apart from that. Right, we're at last track time, so I hope you've enjoyed listening to what has been the usual strange mix of wonderful music that we like to play here, and all podcasters like to play, I think. Some are more weird than others. Certainly, I like to turn it up to as close to 11 as I can possibly get. And if you're still listening to this and got all the way through to the end, then I'm glad you like it, because that's what we try to do here, make something that you like. And there are some fantastic podcasts out there, of which... Well, you know all about them, don't you? You know about Suffolk and Colleen, you know about Dark Compass, you know about all these wonderful podcasts that produce really, really amazing music and very, very varied. So that's a good thing. So I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is 69 Degrees by Dr. 8. I've played him before. Got absolutely no idea where he comes from or anything about him other than he comes from Jamendo. So I shall play this track and I shall bog off and let you have a listen to something else. Go on, have a listen to another podcast. If you're not quite sure what to do, then head over to Amped, of course, at musicpodcasting.com, where you'll get a sort of a selection of some of the fantastic podcasts that we all put together. There's a feature every Monday, collective of various different podcasts, and there's always one of my tracks in there somewhere. There's always one of Rowley's tracks, and there's usually one of Peter's tracks in there as well. So we all get our tracks out there some other way. And if you like something else you listen to, that's another podcast you can listen to. And of course, if you like British stuff, it's Made in the UK at madeintheukshow.co.uk. Yes, for some British tunely music. I'm wittering, aren't I? I'm absolutely talking bollocks. Never mind, let's move on. See you soon, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen.